What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Ryan.
Today I have a very special assignment for you. All the way in Brazil, we have two movies from the early 2000s that I need reviewing. Welcome to this week's Radical Retro Rewind. I am your host, Ryan, and today I have an amazing guest all the way from beautiful Brazil, Carlos. He is a writer, a storyteller, a filmmaker, and the co-creator of the webcomic The Adventures of Cadu and Vivi.
Yes.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Carlos, for doing this.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So we became friends through our favorite show, Charmed.
You're right.
We found out through that we both love the Charlie's Angels movies.
We do. We do love three women kicking ass.
Yeah, that seems to be the common thing.
Yeah.
Three women kicking ass, exactly.
Totally.
So this time it's not demons. This time it's bad guys in general.
For sure. Like in tech, like in industries, they are bad and the angels are gonna get them.
I love it. That's right. Strong women and these Charlie's Angels, I mean, they are basically superheroes.
They
almost
are. I consider them my superheroes, you know. Charmed, they are my favorite sisters because they have this dynamic and the powers. And Charlie's Angels, I consider my superheroes because I love X-Men and I love the Marvel universe, but Charlie's Angels touched me when I was a kid, you know, and they are my superheroes alongside with Power Rangers and stuff like that. So yeah,
I love that. I love this. And now this movie, the original Charlie's Angels, was released 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Can you believe it?
I cannot. Where did the time go?
I don't know, man. I'm old. We're old.
But we both look young, hopefully. I know you do.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I'm related to the Sanderson sisters and I don't know.
That's right.
Drink some potions.
Is that what you did for Halloween? Did you drink a potion? Did a virgin light a candle?
Yes, and took the spirit of several children.
Yeah. I love that for Halloween, Carlos, his sister, and his mother were dressed up as the Sanderson sisters, and they looked amazing. Oh. And all three look beyond you.
Thank
you. What a gorgeous family.
Thank you. And I'm Winnie. My mother is Sarah, and my sister is Mary.
Now, did you all have a favorite sister, or did you go by look?
Yeah, we went by looks. My mother is blonde and my sister is brunette with the long hair. So I'm the one who left, but I love Winnie.
At least you're the lead sister that way.
Yes.
You're in control. You get to boss around the other two.
You are correct. I love it. And see, another three strong women. They are bad, but they are strong.
That's right. It's always seems to be the magic formula of the three women together.
I think so. And it's like they say, it's lightning lightning in a bottle, you know? But Charmed, with Charlie's Angels, with Hocus Pocus, I think you can make this. It's magic, you know? You have to make it at the right time with the right people. So, yeah, I love it.
That's so true. It really is. Okay, so this movie, the original Charlie's Angels, do you remember actually seeing it in the theaters and what you felt and what you thought when you originally saw it?
Yes, when I was 11, the movie came out in 2000. And I don't believe I watched the first one in the theaters. I think I rented at first.
Yes.
But I was obsessed with it. Every time I went to Blockbuster, this was my movie. This and Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I always rent the same movie every single time.
I love that.
And I was mesmerized when the movie came out because I was young, so I wasn't aware of the TV show. I mean, I knew about it because my mother was a fan, but I never watched it. So this is my first contact with Charlie's Angels. And I was very excited because they were three different girls, like a blonde, a redhead, and an Asian girl. For some reason, I got connected to these characters. And I remember at 11 playing with my friends after watching the movie. Each one of us was an angel, and we were playing and fighting, and it was so much fun. I remember like it was yesterday. It was so much fun.
While researching this, now tell me if this is true or not.
Oh, okay.
Is the Brazilian title for Charlie's Angels the Panthers?
Yes, it's As Panteras, which is translated to the Panthers or the felines. And the funny thing is, the title is inspired by an old saying back to the 70s that referred to beautiful women as panthers.
No kid. Wow.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with Charlie's Angels. It's like beautiful women, you know, the title. But it's so catchy here. We love it.
Most people in Brazil refer to it as that and only know it as the Panthers, or is it also known as Charlie's Angels?
No, it's only the Panthers, like As Panteras. A few people who like myself, who understand a little bit better of English, know that the original title is Charlie's Angels, but the other ones are just like As Panteras, the Panthers, and that's it.
I love it. What a title. That is a very sexy, cool title.
Yeah,
though,
it came from the 70s, you know. I believe it's maybe a sexist title because it's like beautiful women, but it's catchy even to this day. Like with the remake from 2019, it's always the Panthers, As Panteras.
Love that. I'm so glad I got to ask you that.
Oh yes, I'm glad to answer. Oh, and let me give back the question to you. How were you connected to the angels back in the 2000s?
So I feel like I had a similar story to you, that I did not see the original in the movie theaters. I wish I had now.
Oh, yeah, the same.
For some reason, I don't know why I miss not seeing that, because I always loved going to the movies. So it's funny that I even missed it. But when it did come out on DVD, the same thing. I think I had rented it so many times that I just decided, you know what? I think it's time to buy it.
Yeah, the same thing with me, but it was VHS first.
I was actually about to buy the VHS, and then this turned out to be my first DVD ever was this movie.
Really?
So I want to say it's this or Practical Magic, but I believe it was Charlie's Angels.
Well, both amazing, let me just say. I think I think mine was some Batman movie. The one with Nicole Kidman.
Was it Batman Forever?
Forever, yeah. I think it was my first DVD. Or the Simone with Al Pacino.
Wow, yes. I haven't thought of that in forever.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah, either one of those two.
Okay, so now, this is the hardest question.
Oh, okay. Bring it.
You're ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
I know we have discussed this in the past, but for the lovely people listening, your favorite angel out of the three?
Yeah, this is always a trick question for me because it's a tie between Natalie and Alex. Depends when I'm watching it. I think when I was a kid, it was Natalie because she was so fun and bubbly and beautiful. And when I was older, I think I understood a lot more of Alex and her sexuality and her motivations being type A. So whenever I watch it, it's Alex or Natalie. I think it depends on my mood. What about you?
See, this is where we're so alike. The same exact two. Oh. I'm sorry, Dylan. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, we love you. You're the best.
we do love you, but for something the two of them, like Carlos is saying, Cameron as Natalie is just so sweet. She's so adorable. She's so funny. But then you do get that Alex comes off more serious, but she is hysterical and funny in her own way and so smart.
She is so smart and quick as a whip. I love it.
And I never realized watching again that how many times there's scenes where men come up to her and she's
like, dismisses them. No, go away. It's so funny.
And she does it so good. So good.
With the same note, I was going to ask you, which angel is most like you?
What a great question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to say, I'm gonna go with Natalie.
Yes, I think you're a Natalie kind of girl, kind of boy.
But I really do think Natalie. But what about you? What a great question. I love this question.
I think I'm most like Alex, I would say. I'm more serious when I don't know the person. I'm a little bit mysterious. I'm type A. I'm very nerdy. I'm very focused. I want to be the best. But I'm very funny and very loose when I'm with my friends, with my family. So I think I would be Alex.
And that perfectly sums up Alex. She does come off across as more, not cold, but I guess someone might call her more cold on the outside, but when she is with her friends.
She's like the Victoria Beckham of the, the angels.
What a perfect example.
Right? She's like the posh one.
So, so true. And then I guess Natalie would probably be Baby Spice.
Yeah,
you think,
baby or? I think baby. And Drew would be Ginger with Sporty.
Right, a perfect combination of the two of them.
Yeah.
Because Dylan is so
she's a rebel, but she's
she really is.
She has she's the heart of the angels.
Especially, I feel like in the sequel, we really got to see more of her story and how much she does love her sisters, the angels.
Yeah, and always attracted to the dark side, like the villains. She's in love with the bad guys.
And I love that they make that a joke in the second movie, that she always falls in love with the villains.
Yeah, and she has a record of it. She has Knox, she has Amers, the Thin Man.
The Thin Man. I can't wait to get to talk about the Thin Man.
Oh, I'm ready.
We figured that because we have two movies to go through, maybe that we would do just a run through of both movies.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first movie really introduces our three beautiful, fun, smart ladies.
Charlie Wood said.
Oh, that's right. Do you love this intro?
Yes, I am obsessed with the intro. I think it's so beautifully put together. It's so smart. And the voice, I mean, John's voice, the actor who played Charlie, it's magnificent.
Yes, what a fantastic. He did have the most amazing voice for this.
He did.
And both, actually, and the sequel's intro as well, we get to see more of the girls, more of their adventures that I wish that we had got to see fully.
Yeah, and it's an homage to the 70s classic. There is a lot of the small scenes there. They're homage to the classic TV show, which is great.
That's right. I think most famously would be the angels in chains.
The angels in chains, like, I'm not a yo-yo. That's a classic.
And Natalie says that's so cute. She's adorable.
She's so adorable. And in the sequel, I believe the rollerblading sequence is an homage to an episode.
And how fun is that? I wish we got to see more of that sequence.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
So the villain in the first movie is Mr. Knox, but we don't know that, of course, in the beginning.
No, what a plot twist.
What a plot twist, and especially for our poor Dylan, played by Drew Barrymore.
Poor Dylan.
Always falling, like we said, for those villains.
She has terrible taste in men. They are good looking, but they are trash.
That's right. They're attractive, but trashy. That's exactly right.
Yeah. She's the Phoebe Halliwell of the... of the trio.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because when you were mentioning before that she always goes for the bad guy, I was thinking Phoebe as well.
Phoebe has the worst taste in men.
She really does.
But I do love Cole. I mean, Phoebe and Cole is my favorite storyline.
Yeah, how sad that didn't end up the way that we had hoped.
Yeah, I think in one end, it's really good because it shows that not every relationship is perfect and healthy, because it was an abusive relationship.
Yes.
So I think it was great to show that in the end, they were not meant to be together because it was toxic. Man, I do love Cole. I miss them.
I do too. I really do. And you know what? This actually leads to one of the trivia that I found. Supposedly, Alyssa Milano was in the running to be one of the Angels at one point. I don't know if this is
really
true.
Really? I never heard of it. I've heard of Angelina Jolie and others.
Yes.
It would be fun too, but I do like my Lucy.
It seems to be always Alex had about 10 different names that were supposed to play Alex.
True, yes.
So I am glad we did get...
Like I said, lightning in a bottle.
100%. Okay, so let's see. So villain-wise, so we do get Mr. Knox as one of the villains in the first movie, Eric Knox.
True.
And then we have his business partner, Vivian Wood.
Oh, I hate Vivian Wood.
You kind of did. You have that feeling too, Carlos, in the beginning that she was the villain but he might have been innocent?
Yes, we watched it last night, you a little bit earlier than than me, but when I was rewatching it, it was so fun to see Natalie solving this murder, like, oh, she did it. And it was actually Vivian Wood.
It was Vivian Wood, exact. This whole time.
But you are correct. I believed she was the bad guy and Knox was innocent. So when the plot twist came about, I was like, oh my God.
Because he does play such a geeky, innocent nerd that you would think, oh, he's just this nerdy guy that's adorable and she's pulling all the strings in the back. But no.
Yeah, she's jealous of him as a man and jealous of him as a partner, but it wasn't the case. They were together.
And we also have Crispin Glover as the Thin Man, the mysterious assassin.
Whoa, I love this character. So iconic. And without even saying a word, which is so difficult.
Now, I had read that he actually had lines, and it says that he decided, he asked the director McGee that
it should be best to cut them.
And I'm glad that they did.
I'm so glad, because it was more mysterious and dark and frightening. I remember watching as a kid, I was frightened of him.
Very much so. So, especially in the alley scene.
The
which,
alley scene.
Is my favorite scene, I have to say, in the whole entire first movie.
I was going
to
ask...
Well, one of them.
I was going to ask you this. Which of the fight scenes are your favorite?
Oh, man. Okay. Such a great question. So I will see the alley scene.
The alley
although
scene.
Dylan tied to the chair is also a fantastic fighting scene.
It is.
Definitely the alley, though, if I had to pick.
Yes. And the first one, I agree with you. I think it's the alley scene. It's so very incredibly creative. It's inspired by Matrix, but at the same time, it's his own character, you know, the bullet, the kicks, it's and the angels working together for the first time. It's so magical to see.
And they really, I do love how they all, like you said, work together. They just come together to fight, which is amazing. So they really do fight as one almost.
Yeah. And I remember going back to when I was a kid playing with my friends, we used to play this scene like every day. I got bruises all over my body. I don't know how I never broke a bone, but I was always bruised because we were fighting like invisible person and we were thrown through the wall and to the floor. I don't know what my parents would think because I come back home with bruises, you know?
Oh no! They might have thought you were going to be a stunt person in the
yes.
movies.
In fact, my dream to this day is to be in an action movie. I love it.
Well, you recorded, for anyone out there, Carlos recorded his own basically one person action film, and he did so many cool throw a punch, but then he would take the punch, and you were really throwing yourself around in that video as well.
Yeah, it was so fun. I was inspired by the fight challenge that the girls did. Cameron, Drew, Halle Berry, all the action ladies. And I was very inspired by the video, so I decided to make a quick one myself. It's like 25 seconds ish. So I was punching myself, kicking myself, and it was so much fun to do.
And you had different wardrobes too, much like Charlie's
yes.
Angels. He had changed his wardrobe. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a quick edit too, so it was very fun.
When you were playing with your friend, would you take the lead? Were you the lead angel?
Just like the Hocus Pocus Halloween, I was the one who left because I played with a blonde friend and with an Asian friend. Spider-Man. So I was Drew. I was Dylan.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And I remember acting like Dylan. I was tough. I was rebel. And it was the best. I remember fondly of those times.
That is wonderful. I wish I would have had friends to play Charmed and Charlie's Angels with. Yeah. It was just me.
We were going to be best friends if we were at the same age, at the same school, at the same country.
Especially, and we had spoken about this once before, even Power Rangers. We would have been doing it all.
Yeah. It's funny because each of these projects I would play with my friends. So in Charmed, I was Piper. I was always freezing people. And Power Rangers, I was Kimberly, doing the flips, doing the kicks. It was the best.
I wish we could go back to those days so much.
Yes, I miss it. The innocence, the not taking yourself seriously.
Better times, funner times.
Yes, no COVID times.
Oh, no COVID. Oh, that is the truth. Yeah.
Where is the angels? We need a cure.
Maybe they're working on it right now. Maybe they're going to come back for us.
I think Alex is doing something in some lab, mixing some medicine.
Medicine, and she's making muffins. Yes. Hard muffins.
Weapons. To kick coronavirus in the ass.
And they're doing it angel style.
Yes.
Let's see. From the first movie, any favorite scenes that also jump out to you? We have the alley scene with the thin man, but are there other scenes that love, that you always think of, that make you laugh, that make you cry?
Yeah.
Hopefully not cry.
No, I have several. The racetrack scene when they are pilots.
Yes.
Like Formula One pilots. I think it's amazing. It's one way to connect with my father because he is a huge Formula One fan. So I remember when I was...
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, I remember when we were watching Charlie's Angels together and he was always like, oh, this is a cool scene, the car scene. And I remember sticking to my head that it was so cool. And to this day, I watch that in mind. So it's nice. And I love the helicopter scene. That's one of my favorites.
What a great scene.
I remember playing with my friends again this scene and I was Alex when the helicopter almost flips and she's like hanging with Natalie by her hand. It was, I don't know how we played this scene, but I remember like I was my friend and I was like, oh please don't lose me.
I wonder if you were hanging off one of, they call it monkey bars.
Yeah,
here.
Probably. Yes, I know what you mean. Probably something like that.
So another fight which was a standout, Natalie's fight with Vivian in that, I guess it would be like a bell tower.
Yeah, I believe you're correct. It's an island and a bell tower. I think it is.
Doesn't the building almost remind you of Zordon's place in Power Rangers?
Oh my
almost
God.
It looks like,
yeah,
it's
I never thought
desert.
About it, but it kind of does.
So I'm looking at it, I'm going, wow, this kind of looks like Zordon's place.
Yeah, and remember the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie when this like vulture creatures attacked?
Yes,
with the rocks and everything.
And then they had that warrior woman that spun that stick around and they would make that whistling sound.
Oh my God. And it was supposed to be Olivia Benson.
Yes!
Miss Mariska Hargitay.
Wow. Okay. See, that's another movie I would love to talk about and review.
Oh, please do.
Okay, so we also have Alex during that fight taking on the thin man, which is another fantastic
fight.
It
is. I wrote here in my notes, like, Natalie, it's such a bird whisperer because she found out where Bosley was just by hearing the bird. And in the second one, she does kind of the same thing with the bird poop.
That's right. I'm so glad that they remembered that for the two of the movies, that they gave her that personality.
Yeah, and the bird plays a huge part in this scene because he's the one that warned Alex that the thin man is behind her and all the action begins. So I think it's a fun way to remember that Natalie is a bird whisperer.
The fourth angel could be the bird.
Yeah, you are correct. They both can fly, the angel and the bird.
Right! They're both. These angels can fly, so can the bird. You mentioned earlier favorite songs. There's so many songs in the two movies, but is there a favorite dance sequence? Is there a favorite song playing that you love that just makes you so excited when it comes
First
on?
First of all, I have to say that I'm a huge fan of the soundtrack. Both movies I listen to this day when I'm jogging, when I'm walking, when I'm doing my exercise. I'm always Charlie's Angels Full Throttle playlist. Go. I'm a huge fan of the soundtrack and it's hard for me to choose one. I mean, I believe that Independent Woman is a classic because automatically I go to the Charlie's Angels movie. And a fun fact, in 2013, when Beyoncé came to Brazil to do a concert, I was so excited to see her. And I was like, please sing some Destiny's Child music. And she didn't. I was so bummed. But the show was great.
Oh, I wish, because that was a huge...
Yes, Destiny's Child was huge here in Brazil. So I thought they're going to make a medley or something. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. So I was kind of bummed that I couldn't have my Angels moment with Beyoncé.
Oh, that would have been amazing. That would have been so
but
fun.
Other than that, I think from the first movie, there are so many good ones. Do Love, Heaven Must Be Mixing an Angel.
Yes, that is one of my
favorites.
Because
I remember the scene is so fun. And in the beginning, Natalie, she's like, Eduardo, move me. And my second name is Eduardo. So I'm like, she's talking to me.
She was. And that is hysterical. I love when she's dancing and the whole crowd is looking at her. And then all of a sudden they go white girl.
I love that, like you said, they kept those moments alive to bring the character alive with the first sequence and then this one and the second movie when she's dancing to Last Dance by Donna Summer.
Oh, so good.
I mean,
so good.
That's one of the reasons that Natalie is my favorite every now and then, because she's so much fun and she dances to this iconic music that, you know, has stuck with me for so long.
When you mention the Donna Summer song, it takes me right to that scene. I could picture her dancing around with the balloons.
Oh my God.
And I love how innocent that she is when she has to go to the bathroom. Even she's just so childlike. I just think that's so adorable. Yeah. And she's so sweet. She's so excited about everything.
Is. And what I love about her is that she's very sweet. She's very bubbly. But when she got to the angel mode, she's like a beast. I write here, Natalie's kicks. Have you seen her kicks? It's like so athletic. She's kicking these dudes. And to me, she's like the most athletic of the three. I think Alex throws a nice punch, especially in Full Throttle.
Yes.
She's like punching everyone and it's so effective. you kind of almost feel it, you know?
Yes, you do. Oh, so that leads me to the question I was going to ask you. Thank you for bringing up that. Because out of all the three, who do you think is the best fighter? Would it be Natalie?
Yeah, I think it's a tie between Natalie and Alex again, because Dylan is a fantastic fighter, but I think she's like more reactive, you know? She's like,
yes,
when provoked, she's very aggressive and stuff like that. But I think Alex is the one that articulates and thinks what she's gonna do, and Natalie switches very quickly, you know? She's like thinking, but at the same time, she's acting. So I think Alex and Natalie are the two strongest in terms of kicks and punches and martial arts. What do you think?
I totally agree. Again, I feel so sorry for Dylan. I'm so sorry we're leaving you out, Dylan, but
yes.
I totally agree. And even in the sequel, which we will get to, it's almost like Natalie went against Madison because she was almost the front angel, like the one of the better fighters. So she did take that lead in that fight with her, which I love.
What a moment,
I love that.
Right?
That's another, what a moment.
Yeah, so true.
So Thin Man, let's get back to the Thin Man. Now, did you ever think that we would see him again after the first movie?
I thought that with the explosion of the island, they were gone, you know? Vivian Wood and the Thin Man were dead, and that's it.
Right.
So that makes me believe that maybe Vivian Wood is alive and arrested.
Oh!
I don't know.
Or she's waiting for the third, if we do remove the Charlie's Angels 2018.
Yeah, she's plotting some revenge.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, but I never think he would come back. I'm glad he did, because he's fantastic.
Now, but do you prefer him as the villainous Thin Man or the misunderstood hero, kind of? Or is he doing it because he's in love with Dylan in some sense? What did you make of that?
I'm not a great fan of that. Oh my God, he's now the hero. And because we get to see this kind of version of him, let's say it like that, towards the end, the movie, yes. Right? When the nun, played by iconic Princess Leia, when she says like, oh, he was an orphan here in the orphanage and whatever it is, and the haircut and stuff like that. And that's when we get to see that he may be like a misunderstood character. So I'm not a great fan of that storyline. But as far as the beginning of Full Throttle, we still believe that he is like this evil being. So I prefer when he's the villain.
I prefer it too, because like you said, we do get the story with the Carrie Fisher as the nun, but it doesn't make sense with the first movie.
Yeah.
Although I will say with Charlie's Angels, it's almost like a real life comic book. It's anything can happen. That's the fun of it, I believe. Anything can happen. It's so colorful, and even the villains can become heroes
You are so right. I remember being very bummed when people said, oh, it's so unrealistic. This movie sucks and stuff like that. Because first of all, we're watching a movie that is like a superhero movie almost. So it's not real.
Yes.
We're not watching like a CIA based on life events, you know? We're watching some entertainment. So I think it's super fun that it's over the top, very colorful. The villains are over the top. The angels are over the top. So I think it's great. I love MacG. I think a lot of people doesn't like him because of the mega spectacular thing that he puts on his movies. But I really do like it. I think it's very, very fun and inspired me as a writer, as a filmmaker, because when I was watching it as a kid, I remember being so blown away by the colors, by the fighting, by the choreography, by the music. So I think he's a misunderstood director, because he's like our generation in terms of he grew up with MTV, with all those backgrounds. So I think it's a fun movie. Even Full Throttle, to me, like I watched Full Throttle a lot more than the original, and I know people are not very fans of the sequel. I do love it, the spectacular thing that he puts through.
I agree with you 100%, because I feel like the criticism that people do give this movie is the fact that it is not believable, like you said. But that's where the fun is. And I don't think we would be talking about these movies 20 years later if it wasn't for how fun and over the top they were.
You were right. I think it's their own style, you know? It's not like the regular comedy. It's not like their regular action movie. It's a Charlie's Angels movie.
That's right. It's a Charlie's Angel, and it's so different from other movies. And they really did have their own rules, I would say.
Yeah, and it's fun because when I watch something new with like MacG directing, like The Babysitter for Netflix, I always go back to the Charlie's Angels, because I can see like, oh, this is a color that MacG would use.
Yes, he loves those colors.
If you watch The Babysitter and the sequel, he loves cars. He loves like explosions. And
yes, he does.
There's a lot of explosions.
There is a lot, especially in Charlie's Angels.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
It's fun to see that he's true to his aesthetic.
You know what? I was one of those people that I didn't give the sequel as much credit as I should have, because I have to say, rewatching it again yesterday, I enjoyed it so much more than I remember.
I'm so glad that you say that, because I love the sequel, man. I really, really do.
You know what? I'm going to tell this between you and me and the people listening. I think I like it better than the original
now. Because not in terms of the storyline, because of course the story of the first, it's very, makes sense. Like,
yes.
But the
yes.
second one, we know these characters, you know, we love these characters. So whatever they do, we're like, yes, we got you.
So true, because like you're saying, we know those characters, we could feel, I feel like in the second one, you could just see how much the girls love working together, because they're smiling, and they're always, when they interact, it's so natural and so real, and I think that makes us love them even more.
That leaves me to the next question, that do you have a favorite disguise or clothes they wore?
Oh, and there's so many of them. Okay.
This is a trick question, because they are both movies, but
that's true. Okay, so maybe because I just watched it yesterday, but when they're doing the motorcycle scene and they're in those metallic outfits, I just love it because it looks like almost like battle gear, like an armor.
It do sound like an armor.
And I do love when Natalie and Dylan are dressed like men in the original one when they're undercover.
It's so fun.
What about you? What are your favorite?
Yeah, my favorite costume, like, of all times, it's the opening number from Full Throttle. They are just stunning. Like, Natalie in this, in all white, and Dylan all red, and Alex all black. I think it's so iconic. I think if they were to make, like, a Funko Pop or a Barbie doll, whatever it is, I want them to be in those clothes because they are fantastic.
That really makes me wish that we had gotten even an action something in, back in the day, a doll. Yes, I would have loved
so,
that.
So perfect. That's one of the reasons that I really love Full Throttle, because that opening scene, it's out of this world. It's so ridiculous, like a helicopter on top of a truck and the absurdity of it all. I'm drawn to this, you know? And the outfits are so cute. Like Natalie in all white with the skirt and the coat, and Alex all sexy.
Beautiful. She looks beautiful.
And Alex with the black leather. I'm amazed. And disguise. I think I really like the CSI disguise.
Yes!
When they are investigating the murder, and they are like very serious, and we're going to do the CSI. I think it's very cool. And back to the first one, I love the when they are in the racing suits, all blue with the red. With the red stars. I think it's very creative.
Dylan especially. Very with the gorgeous.
Blonde wig and the cleavage.
Gorge. These women are gorgeous in this
they
movie.
Are.
Speaking about the outfits, before we move on, do you also love the three black outfits at the end of Full Throttle?
I do.
Ending outfits?
I do, because I think it's like the super secret agents, you know, that suits the best with Charlie's Angels. They are all black, they are in disguise, but they're not too flashy. And I think it's the first, I think, I saw them, because the cover of the VHS, they are in all black. So that's my first contact
with
the 2000s Charlie's Angels. So I think it's very iconic.
Now I really wish we got those toys. Funko, please.
If you're listening, make them as their toys.
Oh man, I hope we do. Maybe for the 20th, maybe this will be the start of people going back to watch the movies again.
Yeah, and people love an anniversary, you know? They are very big, especially in the US, like 20th anniversary.
Yes.
We got the reunion on the Drew Barrymore show with the three angels together, and it was so much fun. They're going to do something to the 20th, like the month of November would have some surprise. I hope so.
So maybe they even recorded something when they got together for the pilot of Drew's show, I wonder.
Maybe, or make a fun scene like it was a sequel. I don't know. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do.
Oh, a sequel. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Like the one that Drew made with Adam Sandler. Like they were in their characters from 50 First Dates.
Yes, 50 First Dates.
Maybe something like that. They are playing angels again. I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
And Drew is very invested in doing this. She's making the Scream videos for her channel and her talk show.
How exciting. Yeah, she's doing amazing with that talk show.
Yes, and she's so sweet. I do believe she had the time of her life doing both of Scream and 50 First Dates and Charlie's Angels. She's like a sweetheart.
You could tell with her.
We're ready for the sequel.
Okay, so let's go Full Throttle then all the way.
Bring it on, bitch.
There was web cartoons before the premiere of Full Throttle that set up the storyline of how they got to where they are.
Yes.
Do you remember anything besides how
terrible
they might have been?
I do remember, but very, very little, because it was at a time where internet was like at the...
So slow.
It was so slow. And I remember seeing some images and some stuff related to the movie. And even then I thought, oh, this looks weird. So I wasn't very interested in. I was so excited for the movie, but not for the comics or whatever it was. I remember it was like a wallpaper for your desktop.
Yes, I remember that as well.
It was bad.
I wonder if someone has them somewhere.
Oh, probably.
And they're not lost to the internet forever. I was always hoping that they were going to put them on the DVD, but then they never ended up. So then I just figured, okay,
maybe
they're gone.
They never existed. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe they shouldn't have existed. And then we... We do have to make a quick mention of the Charlie's Angels video game.
Oh, my God.
Which...
It would have been so fun if made properly, but I don't think I even got a chance to play. I don't think it was released in Brazil. I have to check, but I remember seeing online and stuff like that, but no, I never played. And when I saw years and years later on YouTube how it was, I was like so freaked out in a negative way.
100%. But you're right, the movie and the should have led to like a really great action game, but no,
yeah,
it was terrible.
The characterization of the girls were terrible. Yeah. I think it was just a mess.
And from what I remember, everyone kind of looked the same. You would be a different angel, because I did actually rent this from Blockbuster. Speaking of Blockbuster,
the good old days.
I was so excited to rent this, and then I got home and oh my goodness. Because I believe the plot was something that someone was going around and taking monuments here around the world. So
like
they took the Statue of Liberty or something.
It was very much like Carmen Sandiego.
Yes. Oh, that's in a perfect example, Carlos. Perfect. And the girls, they were just... The graphics, they were all kind of really thin, and they were in bathing suits for the first.
It was terrible. And they were ugly. Really the angels are beautiful.
Yes, they really were ugly. Terrible.
Oh my God.
But that was part of the promotion. So we got the web comic / cartoon, and then we got the video game, and that all came around the time of Full Throttle. So Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, Carlos, what are you thinking? What do you feel? Scenes that stick out to you?
First of all, I was obsessed with Full Throttle because I remember I just got cable in my house like 3 years before, I believe. So I used to watch the E Channel, and they were playing the trailer like every single day that I recorded on my VHS. So I would watch like all day, every day until the movie came out, which I think, thinking now, it was like a huge spoiler because they show Madison Lee as the bad guy in the trailer. Like, but it was an amazing trailer besides that. So I watched and watched and watched it like until the premiere. And I remember, like I said, the internet was very, very slow, very in the beginning, but I did create a website, like a blog that I would post like pictures and behind the scenes. And I was so excited to see the movie. And when I did, I was like blown away. At that point, I had no jaw anymore. I was so impressed because I used to love this character, and seeing them again, it was like almost like revisiting a favorite person of the family, you know. And I was so used to watching Charmed like every single week that I had to wait 3 years for watch another Charlie's Angels. So I was like, please give me my Charlie's Angels movie.
Oh, we would have been amazing friends watching Charmed, waiting for more Charlie's Angels.
And I remember I was at my grandmother's beach house when the movie came out. So I went to the theaters there with a friend. And when I get back to my home, I watch it again with my friends from the city. And I think I watched it like probably 2 or 3 times in the theaters. It was a marvelous experience for me.
And it's a beautiful movie to see in theaters. It's
so much colors.
Colors.
The explosions, the outfits, the music.
So you have Charlie's Angels on Blu-ray, the original one. See, I just have the DVDs, but I could only imagine how gorgeous they must look now.
They are very vibrant colors. Even the first one that I have, the first one in every single media I have, in VHS, I have in DVD, I have in Blu-ray, and I have the original soundtrack. So it's very fun to see like how the evolution of the quality from the VHS to the Blu-ray. And you're right, the color is perfect. It's so vibrant and so alive.
So alive. And in full throttle, they just went for everything, like, I feel like.
Another world. And I think it's so fun because people like said the story is so confusing. And it is. It's like not a linear storyline. They're very ramifications.
Yes.
But I'm there for the fun, you know, to see the action, to see the fighting, to see their sisterly love. So I'm not very interested in the hate Halo rings. I mean, obviously, it's a fun plot and storyline, but I think I'm more excited to see them again, no matter what circumstances.
I agree with you. Even if they were just doing their daily life, like we did get to see with Natalie moving
with
in. Yes, with Pete and Dylan worrying about losing her if she gets married. I would have loved just to have a movie about them just being friends and hanging out.
I feel the same because they were this entity together. You know, they could be fighting, but they could be talking about boys. And we would be fine with that.
I love when they talk about boys.
it's
amazing because, you know, people criticize the movies too because they say they are for men just to be sexually attracted to. I believe that is just, I think that's wrong because yes, they're using their sex appeal, but they're using it to full men who think that they are only just for sex, but really they are so smart and they're using
against
that
them.
Against the
You're
men.
So right, because of course when they did the movies 2003, it was like a male perspective of the of the woman's body and whatever. So, but even back then, I think they had this, the way that they are portraying themselves. It's very like empowering, like you said, because they are sexual, but they know that they are doing this to fool man.
And that's what makes it even better. Even when they do the kind of like pussycat doll dance in The
it
Secret.
And a fun fact to that scene, because they dance to the Pink Panther theme. And the Pink Panther is, here in Brazil,
a
Pantera cor-de-rosa, which is as panteras. So it was so much like a great thing combined, you know, the Pink Panther with the Panthers. So we were very excited.
That is amazing. Now, especially knowing that is the title, it's even better then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I remember when I watched, I think it was the first or the second time, the audience was like, oh my God, the Pink Panther. They were so excited to that sequence.
Well, speaking of Brazil, you have a fun fact about one of the male actors in...
one of the villains. Miss Randy Emmerich, the surfer.
Oh, yes.
It was played by our Brazilian actor, Rodrigo Santoro, which is a huge Brazilian star. And we were so excited when we learned that he was going to the U.S. to make his first American film. And I was so thrilled because it was going to be Charlie's Angels, my favorite movie.
Wow, double excitement. Yes.
But the thing is, when the movie came out, the audience was so disappointed because he doesn't have a single line.
Okay, I was just about to say that. He didn't. The poor guy had no lines
at the
all.
Same time, thinking today, I think it's very like the Thin Man. He was mysterious and dark in his own way. He didn't have to say a word. But to us, it was like a bummer because we wanted to hear him saying words in English. Like, oh my God, how is he going to sound? And he doesn't say at all.
That would be such a bummer waiting for all that. So is he currently making movies now still?
And he's a huge star in America. He's in he's of course, after Charlie's Angels, he did 300, Love Actually.
Love Actually. That's
and
right.
He was,
oh my goodness. I forgot.
He was in
that.
Oh my God, I forgot the show's name. Westworld.
And I never saw the series, but I hear people love
he
that
was
show.
On Lost back in the day.
And lost. Wow, he really... So he crossed over.
Yes, he's more working on the state, but every now and then he makes like a movie or a soap opera here in Brazil.
So we all... Speaking of men, we also get Justin Theroux
yes.
as Seamus O'Grady.
Oh.
The villain.
Those abs. I remember seeing an interview with him that he said he was going to work on the movie, so he had to be in shape. I think he must be so miserable because his body is so ripped. I think there's not a single fat in the body.
Not at all. You're right. He's like muscle, basically, with skin.
He is a thin man. He's not like a buff, athletic man. He's thin, but all this, his body is very pure muscle.
And what makes it even, what should we say, shine even more is when they escape that fight scene and he's against the fire that Dylan and Alec, they make that fire to get away from him at one point and he glistens.
Oh my god. The action scene from the ship, it's one of my favorites from Full Throttle.
Can we talk about that? Yes, please. That is an amazing, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite fight scene from this movie.
Agreed.
First of all, they start fighting in the dark, which is amazing.
Yes, and how very smart.
And then when the lights came up, they, oh my god, it's an amazing sequence. I think they worked their butt off to hit every single choreography right because it's so well done.
Speaking of bruises, they must have had bruises everywhere after filming this movie.
I remember, I think it was in the Drew Barrymore show when Lucy said that she was preparing for the role and she was like, okay, I got this. It's gonna be fine. And the next day she couldn't walk.
I believe it because
they were fighting, man.
Didn't she say they had to pull their legs up with the wires almost?
Yes, they did. If you see the behind the scenes stuff, their legs are in the wires and it's otherworldly.
So, you know, people will often criticize this movie as well as something you mentioned earlier. It is very Matrix-like, but I believe Charlie's Angels made it its own thing. Yes, they're floating, they're doing the slow motion, they're avoiding the bullets, but the way that they do it in Charlie's Angels is just different and more... fun.
Yeah, it's unique, you know? They have their own logic of stuff. They have their own gravity of stuff. And it works.
Yes.
And it works because as an audience member, I buy it, you know? They are the superhero chicks.
And they do it all without guns, which is another thing that they're so strong that they don't even need a firearm.
Which is so smart because that's the twist that Drew Barrymore came up with when she was trying to remake the show. And I think it's so smart because it was at a time when Matrix was big and it's new, you know, when you are remaking something, I think you have to bring something new to the table because if you're gonna show the same thing, better do a sequel, better do another season, whatever it is. So I think it was like so fun that these girls are martial art experts and they are fighting but not actually killing the dudes.
Right.
And I think it's smart. And it's also a fun thing when the Madison Lee character comes up because she is an old school angel.
Read my mind.
So she used the gun. She's trying to kill the angels, the partners. She's like this evil villain.
I think that having a fallen angel, as they would say, as the villain was such a great idea. Like you said, they did give it away before the movie premiered, unfortunately, with the trailers and the TV commercials, but I love that idea of someone who was just as tough back in her day, and now she's turned evil, and she wants to be the lead. I think that's a great idea, too. Especially as Demi Moore.
Yeah, and it was the return of Demi Moore to movies, because she was, like, away from Hollywood from a very long time, and then she came back with this character that's over the top and it's a villain. I think it's so cool because in the first Charlie's Angels we have Vivian Wood, but she's like only a third of the villains, and she's not even the strong one. She's like, she's a villain,
right? She's not an expert in martial arts.
She's not like this big threat, you know? She's just this awful person. But Madison Lee is like so iconic because she's an angel. She was an angel and now she's the, like, fallen angel,
and she's smart enough, she knows different things. And a matter of fact, when she says that back in her day, they used the guns. I think that was such a great little funny thing to say, like a throwback to the original show and how they used to use
it. And I think it's so smart that she knows how Charlie would think when she killed the angels. She goes back to the agency and confronts Charlie. And I love this scene because, first of all, they have, when she's going out, we have these pictures behind her, if you pay attention. And they are the original angels from the TV show.
You know, not many people notice that, but yes, Carlos is right. If you look in the back, they do have the original angels.
I remember seeing Tanya Roberts and I think Cheryl Ladd.
Yes, I think it was Cheryl. I was trying to look this time as well. And I'm like, I think it is Cheryl.
Because we can't see exactly, but the Tanya Roberts picture, it's, I remember because it's an iconic picture of her. But the others, it's kind of blurry. We can't really pinpoint. But I think this scene is super fun because of this Easter egg. And the actual quote is very amazing. Madison Lee, very pissed. Like, I was never good. I was great.
Yes, with her tears in her eyes. And then when she shoots the Charlie
speaker box.
So many feelings. Good. So right. So many feelings. We knew that our angels probably weren't going to be dead at that moment. But they do such a good job with them laying there for pretending that they're dead. And you're like, oh my God, what is
going to
happen?
Yeah, and the bulletproof vest was kind of a smart idea to introduce in the first, in the beginning of the movie. Because later on, when you think, oh my God, they got shot, they're probably dead, they're using the vest.
Those vests were perfectly sized, especially for Natalie's outfit. It was low enough not to be seen from her the
it
outside.
It was so smart and so campy, but it's so fun.
And when Natalie is walking away and she's dragging her shoe behind her.
I mean, these girls are very, very hilarious. And the explosions, like when they are Fred Astaire and they're solving the mystery and the car explodes and Dylan goes like, oh, I think she's trying to kill us. It's so fun. I mean, these girls are very... I don't think they got... besides Cameron, I think Lucy and Drew doesn't get their comic credit.
Perfectly said. Because they are hysterical.
They are super funny. And linking to the Madison Lee character, one of my favorite scenes from Full Throttle is the ending when they are at the big theater and the car just went through the wall. And I think so much... Like, how can I put it? It's dramatic when they're like so bruised and it's the end of the movie and there's something sexual maybe going on, like with Madison kissing Natalie.
Yes.
And Natalie says, oh, my friend are here to rescue me. And the final fight scene is so iconic. Again, to the Natalie kick, she kicks Madison in the face. And this,
so good. She does the best kicks.
And I love this quote as well. It's so campy, but it's so fun. Like, enjoy heaven. Go to hell.
Yes. And then she falls down and she gets engulfed into flames and fire.
It's so cool.
But maybe she's alive too. We saw the Thin
you
Man
never
explode,
know. Maybe
so.
She's plotting something with Vivian Wood.
We got our third movie plan here. So, okay, so speaking of changes that happened in the second movie, for Bosley, which one do you prefer out of the two Bosleys that we did get?
I think I prefer Bernie Mac's version because he's so funny. And
yes, I'm with you.
And Bosley has more screen time, I think, because in the first one, he's just like, okay, I'm going to connect you with Charlie, and he gets kidnapped. And I don't think we got to see a lot of Bosley. And of course, there is the party scene when he's like the fighting scene with Corwin. But besides that, he's not very much memorable, you know? And I think in the second one, they have this clever idea to make a Bosley family thing, that another person or another man of the family becomes another Bosley. And I think it's fun because Bernie Mac was hilarious. And I think it was a nice touch bring another Bosley.
I agree with Carlos. I think as much as I love the original Charlie's Angels, although now I've confessed that Full Throttle is my favorite, I think Bernie Mac, he brought such a more fun to the role, especially even with the Irish. He's pretending to be
so
Irish. Irish.
It's so fun. And he gets every person that he acts with, he has chemistry with. Like with the angels, with Shia LaBeouf.
Yes, he does.
With his...
Shia, yes, which is another thing. I forgot all about Shia being right? in this movie. Oh my God, a baby. So are we to assume that he would grow up to be a Bosley then
Be fun because he's very attractive these days, Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
And I think
yes.
it would be a great fit for him to be like this young Bosley, to be cool and with technology. I think it would be a great, great new Bosley.
Okay, so if you were to come up with a plot, if Drew Barrymore came to you and asked you, what would you want to see in a Charlie's Angels 3? Is there something that you always wanted to see the girls do, some kind of adventure that you would have loved to have seen?
I never really thought about it, but yeah, you got me there.
I'm sorry I put you on the spot because I didn't even think of any. I just was thinking of that as we were going.
But like I said, whatever they did, I was gonna watch because I love this character. So they would, I don't know, be in a bitch searching for a treasure, and I was, yeah, okay, I'm done with it.
Anything with these girls. So the rumor was that we were to get Charlie's Angels 3 and 4 originally, although they're saying due to success of Full Throttle not being as they had hoped, it was canceled. I still to this day wish that we had gotten at least one more.
The trilogy,
the three, just to round out. Yes, with our girls.
The original girls. Yes, I think so. And it wasn't a big flop, if you consider to...
No, right? I wouldn't consider it a flop either. It did well.
I think it got mixed with the bad reviews and the not so great box office that they decided to pass. But I hope to see those girls again, and it was an unfortunate because if you watch another like series like Star Wars and Star Trek, they are always bringing the characters back, and course they are all in their majority men, like Harrison Ford and Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible. And when it comes to the girls, they're like, oh no, they're too old, we're gonna do another a remake or whatever it is with 20 something girls, which is something that it bothers me with Charlie's Angels 2019. Because first of all, I didn't hate the movie, but I think it wasn't Charlie's Angels because they didn't have the chemistry, you know, the three girls.
Right. Yes, I agree. I finally actually watched it, and I really do feel like Kristen Stewart was... I enjoy her. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of her, but I do feel, I don't know, that she didn't really have chemistry
with
really
any of them.
And
if you think about it, she is the best part of the movie. She is the sad part. Because she's very charismatic, the character is super fun, but she doesn't have much chemistry with the Ella Balinska character and with the Naomi Scott.
No.
And I think what got, in my opinion, which was a bad thing for the movie, is Elizabeth Banks was so like narcissistic. She was like, oh, I'm the actor, I'm the director, I'm the screenwriter, I'm this, I'm that. And Bosley, she made it all about her. Even the promotional pictures and videos, if you are gonna pinpoint, it's all about her. It's Charlie's Angels plus Bosley. It's Charlie's Angels plus Elizabeth Banks. I think she tried to do something with female empowerment. All the girls are kicking butt, the Bosley, the agents going globally, but I think she focused too much on herself, on her name. If you watch the Charlie's Angels trailer, it's like from Elizabeth Banks, writer Elizabeth Banks, directed 100%. By Elizabeth Banks, starring Elizabeth Banks. I mean, it's not a Charlie's Angels movie. It's a Elizabeth Banks movie.
It should have been called Bosley.
Or Elizabeth Bosley. Banks Angels. Yes.
The new franchise.
So, that's my concern with the movie. It's not a bad movie, but it's not a Charlie's Angels movie, in my opinion.
And you know, I think the problem as well was after it wasn't doing well, what turned people off was, again, Elizabeth Banks saying that it was because men didn't want to see women in power, which, I mean, I'm sure there are men that are terrible like that, but I don't think that was the issue with this. I just don't think it was promoted well. People people wanted the original girls.
Yeah, because if you think about it, when a movie with a female lead is going to premiere, another women are always celebrating. I remember when, I think it was Wonder Woman.
Yes.
I remember Halle Berry praising. I remember, I think, Reese Witherspoon. Like, go see the movie. Go. And with Charlie's Angels, none of these girls were promoting. And I thought, okay,
oh, no.
I think it's because, the movie sucks. Or, I don't know, they have a problem with Elizabeth Banks. I don't know. Right? I think when they have, like, a female action movie, they are always supporting each other. With it's Charlize Theron, it's Halle Berry, whatever it is. And with Charlie's Angels, none of them were promoting it. I think it's because the story was weak.
And I do think it looked very generic from the trailers as well. If people were just going to see, oh, this is Charlie's Angels, but it just looked like an action movie, a generic action movie with female leads. It didn't say Charlie's Angels, like you're saying.
Yeah, because Charlie's Angels is like so much about the chemistry. If you go back to the original TV series, like the three angels, they are so iconic. And when Farrah Fawcett left, even Cheryl Ladd was so big, and they were so iconic to this day. 40 something years later, they are still remembered as angels, and Drew, Cameron, and Lucy as well. But if you go back to the 2011 version, they tried to do, they are like, you don't even know who they are.
And then, oh yes, that was another
last year's version. The same,
another one.
They probably remember Kristen Stewart, but the other two girls, they're not angels in our minds,
right? Oh my goodness, that TV show, I'm so glad you brought that up. I was so excited for when that
so
they announced,
because Drew was a producer.
yes, that's what got me excited as well. Yes, exactly. But what happened? What happened to that?
But it's funny because I remember reading someone saying, oh, I think the 2011 TV show was better than the movie. And I kind of, not that I agree, but it was more similar to Charlie's Angels, I believe, this version. Because they were in disguise. They were with the new Bosley, the new hot Bosley. And it was, of course, it was a bad show, but I think it has that Charlie's Angels element, mostly because of Drew Barrymore as a producer. And the 19 version, I think it's not the same.
Not at all. Do you think if they had brought back one or two of the original angels, or had maybe Dylan be the Bosley, you think it would have helped any, or is it still?
Yeah, I think it was not going to be a hit because of those aspects. I think it was better that the girls didn't have any involvement with it.
Yes, in the long run,
it's better for them to be like connected to their own movies and their own legacy.
And do you think that is the problem? It's almost like our Charmed girls, when they say that they're too old to come back, let's say with the, you know, the reboot of Charm that's currently going on. Originally, people were saying, well, the actresses are too old. Do you think that's part of the issue now, that they're going to say, well, Cameron Diaz did retire, but do you think they'll say, oh, these actresses are too old to do action? But reality, they probably move better than we do.
It's true. They consider old for executives and people who run the studios. But I think if you go to an audience point of view, we would love to see those angels again. Maybe they wouldn't be the athletic, how they wouldn't be so athletic as they were like 20 years ago. But I think the story could be done in a way that we would appreciate to see those girls. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Even if they didn't do all their own stunts, the technology is so great now that they could make their face on a woman, a stunt woman or something.
Even be like the leaders, like a Charlie version, and had some new girls to be like the new angels, but they were the official angels, you know, like running the stuff and researching.
Yes.
And I think if they found a way to do that, it would be a hit. But going to the premise that they were the leads and the new girls were helping them,
and that way we could have introduced the new angels, and then possibly they could have then spun off into their future their own movies that
way.
So out of all the girls, The question remained in Full Throttle. Who do you think did retire first, Carlos?
That's a good question. I think it would be Alex. Yes. Ooh, because she said, Natalie's gonna marry it and she's gonna leave us. But seeing that she's so like independent and she has her own life, she's very strong in her own way. I think she would be the first to leave if, I don't know, she decided to change her life or even decides to open her agency, whatever it is. I think she would be the first to leave because Natalie and Dylan were so like codependent-ish.
Yes. Oh, you're so smart.
So I
totally
can see Alex being the first to leave.
That's such a thoughtful question. On the surface, I would have said, oh yeah, maybe it would be Natalie because she probably would get married, but that doesn't automatically mean that she would retire per se. But yeah, I like your idea of Alex leaving first.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to her character.
And are we going to say that Dylan probably would be like she showed in the future with the different angels? I feel like she probably
would be
the longest.
And to link with the original Charlie's Angels, I think she would be the Kelly Garrett.
Oh, perfect. Who we did get to see.
And Full Throttle, the cameo, which I think it's so good.
Okay, so my question for you, are we to believe that is in Dylan's mind? Is that a ghost? Is that a memory?
Yeah, I think it's open to interpretation, you know, which I love. You can maybe think that she was there and conveniently was there to give an advice. But I do think that it was like in Dylan's mind because right after the talk, she sees the magazine that says the Cosmo horoscope and she figures it out there that it's Madison. So I think it's all in her head. Like she's having a conversation with a former angel and then she sees the whole picture. So I think it's in her imagination, but it can be open to interpretation.
And do you also get the feeling that Kelly might have been a mother figure for Dylan in the way that Charlie is almost like a father figure for her? I mean, not that he's not for all the girls, but I feel like Dylan almost has like that surrogate family with Charlie as her father figure. Maybe Kelly was her mother figure.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if you think about it, if you think that they have some sort of connection with former angels, like when Natalie's saying to Madison, oh, you're my favorite angel. I do believe that Dylan's favorite angel was probably Kelly.
And they get a newsletter, I believe.
Yeah, so smart.
So that was this week's Radical Retro Rewind. Thank you so much. Again, all the way from Brazil. Carlos, thank you so much for doing this and talking these amazing movies with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm now doing the Lucy's hair flip. She was the best doing the hair flip.
She really was.
So I'm so glad to be a part of your project. Congratulations. It's great. You are a great host. Thank you for having me.
And I have to thank him because he is one of the people that really pushed me and told me I should give this a go. So I really do owe a lot of thanks to Carlos and his encouragement. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And Carlos, where could people find you if they're interested? And if you're interested in seeing some gorgeous pictures, some amazing filmmaking.
Oh, thank you for the compliment. You can find me at Instagram. My handle is at Cadu Luongo, which is CaduLuongo.
And you can reach Radical Retro Podcast, one word, on Instagram. Thank you again. Hopefully, we will have you back.
Maybe. You have to wait and listen.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.